It's Friday, and we always end off a Friday by speaking to Brent Lindeke, the Good Things guy. Hey, Brent, you've been out exploring the country with Kingsley Holgate and doing amazing things like that. I'm really jealous of you.
Happy Friday, Mandy. Yeah, I got the opportunity with Land Rover to go around the country and meet Kingsley and his family, the Holgates, on their expedition to help feed South Africa. So he's doing this whole expedition to track the whole of South Africa and Zanzi's Edge. And along the way, he's given food, meals, parcels away to hundreds and thousands of vulnerable children around the country. And we got to meet him on that expedition and help him with that task. And it was absolutely incredible and super, super emotional.
I once went to Mozambique with Kingsley Holgate, and it's one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life. Hey, listen, today is Black Friday, but you want to talk about Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, what a great initiative. So Giving Tuesday was started a couple of years ago in America, and it's filtered into the rest of the world. It's owned by nobody. It's owned by everybody. And the whole idea is, after crazy Black Friday and Cyber Monday, which is a more of an American thing where they do their deals online on a Monday, the idea is to give on a Tuesday. And what I love about this initiative is that it's not owned by a brand. It's just human beings that want to sort of balance out the craziness of shopping with giving back. And the giving doesn't have to be money. It could be something as simple as giving a shout out to your favorite charity or even your favorite business. South Africa's local businesses, the small businesses, they need help right now. And this is a chance for you to give back. So that happens next week, Tuesday. And all you've got to do is use your online social media and hashtag Giving Tuesday SA.
And speaking about giving, it's actually Thanksgiving in the US at the moment, which we don't really do in South Africa, but I think it's such a cool opportunity to just give thanks for what you've got.
100%. Last night, I flew back from this expedition before flying to Cape Town this morning. We actually had a dinner at our house with all our friends. We've got an honorary American, Christina. She's from Alabama, and she has been living in the country for quite a number of years. And we started this tradition to make her feel more at home by having Thanksgiving, but instead we called it Friendsgiving. So the 10 of us got together last night, physical distance and safe in our house and sanitized. But we all got together, and we just sat around. I'm not going to lie to you, we sat around crying because we were all giving
that sounds upbeat.
This year. We were giving thanks to this year and how grateful we are to be healthy and the fact that we've made it through and just being grateful to be in this moment, which I think we need to take stock of maybe towards the end of the year now.
Gosh, Friendsgiving, I love that. I think I'm inviting myself over for next year.
Done, man, you're in.
Well, thanks so much. Have a lekker weekend, and thanks for ending off our week with a little bit of good news, Brent.
Thank you. Wishing you and all the listeners only good things.
Only good things. Brent Lindeke, the founder of The Good Things Guy.